JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Size up four on the left. Crozier is in the van! That is taken mark of the year! Put it in your book! That is a hanger!
He does them every week, Bill. It's one of the things we love about Hayden Crozier, who's on the line from Brisbane or the Gold Coast. Where the hell are you, please?
I'm in the Gold Coast, mate. Thanks for having me.
Nice. Good speaking to you. And the Dogs just going nicely, eyeing off another final series.
Yeah, we are. I was proud of the way the boys played on the weekend. We started off really, really well, and that's what we were planning to do. The third quarter, we probably didn't play our best footy, which is obviously something we're going to learn on in about 10 minutes in the team meeting. But, proud of the boys to get off to a good start, and it was a win that we needed.
No, it was a good win. But I tell you what, a tough game this week, old Crows, because you're taking on Freo. You obviously got to win. You just win and you get through the finals. But they've been pretty good, Freo.
They have been. We know that Freo, when they play their best, they're very, very hard to beat. So they've also got a lot of experienced players, and they've got some real young guns coming through. So we understand it's going to be a good test, and we'll obviously go in and learn what we did wrong and what we did well on the weekend, and hopefully implement that this week.
Your old mob too. How many on that list would you have played with?
There's probably a few that have left the club now, but I'd probably say their current team is about 10 to 12 blokes that I played with, and there's a few new boys coming through that are looking good.
Who was your best mate of the group left? Like, when you wander out there on the weekend, who are you going to go, right, I need to get around him at some stage just to let him know about it?
I might give Matty Tabernard a little cheeky one, I reckon. Last time, when we played him last year, he gave me a little punch in the stomach, so I think I have to be careful about that. But I still keep in touch with a lot of them. Obviously, great fellas, so looking forward to this weekend.
Playing some good footy too there, Tab. Hey, Barley Smith, I love the way he goes about it. Second year, no second year blues for him, mate. And Caleb Daniel, do you reckon he's in the All-Australian side?
Yeah, I reckon you should start measuring up the Guernsey for him. But both those boys have been outstanding this year. And to start on Bailey, I mean, the consistency that he shows as a second-year player is uncompromising the way he goes about his footy week to week. You see how hard he works on the training track, and there's no surprises with the performances that he puts out. And obviously Caleb as well, someone that rarely misses by foot. He takes the game on, and he really opens up the game for us. And I think one thing about Caleb that people probably don't quite understand is how good he is one-on-one. They obviously see the height, and there was a little bit spoken about it last year where he found himself on some taller opponents. But he competes really hard in the air and brings it to ground, and you can obviously see how good he is with ball in hand.
And the other thing about him, Crows, last year or the year before doing Saturday night footy, we walked down into the Dogs' rooms, and he came walking past us about an hour before the game. And I said to Duke, obviously, he's on the board at the Western Bulldogs. I said, who the hell's that? He goes, that's Caleb Daniel. Because of the bloody helmet, I had no idea who he was.
Yeah, I think there's a few people that hadn't seen his face until his helmet broke last year. But luckily, that's been held up in one spot.
But that's weird, isn't it? Because, Angus Brayshaw obviously wears a helmet, and you can tell it's him. But Caleb Daniel looks completely different as soon as he takes it off. Tell us what's happening with the big ruckman, please, because we've seen him starting to work forward and becoming more as a big forward. What's the plan with him?
Yeah, the big chilly's been good the last few weeks. Obviously, he's been more in the ruck in the last couple, but you can see on the weekend in the last few weeks how damaging he is forward of the ball. It was obviously a really strong aerial marker, and even getting back, like as a defender myself, his work rate off the ball to get back and help support our defenders is first class. So, Timmy's had a couple of good weeks, and hopefully he can continue that this weekend.
He's got funny hair, hasn't he, Crows?
He does. He does. He has nice hair. I'm jealous of it, actually.
So am I. But it was really sad to see Toby McLean go down. He's been very good and a bit of a run with the situation a couple of weeks ago. So that is sad. But have you seen the lovely piece I think the Dogs put up that when he went home and he was greeted by his dog?
Yeah, I've seen that. The boys, we've been speaking about it a bit today. I think a few of the boys got to seeing that, to be honest with you. Yeah, but Toby's an unbelievable bloke, and someone that I love playing with, and we all love playing with. He's got an uncompromising approach to the game, and he's just a really good team player, and it's obviously going to hurt because he's been really good for us this season, but it opens up another spot for someone to come in and hopefully play a good role.
All right, mate, we need you to hang on because Bill's got one of his famous quizzes to come next. You ready for it, Crows?
No. All right, here we go.
All right, stick around. Hayden Crozier, star of the Western Bulldogs.
Western Bulldogs high flyer Hayden Crozier joins us.
So what we like to do with our family members, because we get footballers on fat from time to time, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But when you get repeat blokes who we actually enjoy and get our hands around as part of our family, then they do a quiz.
Yes.
And that's what Hayden's going to have to do. Are you ready for it, Hayden Crozier?
I am, yes.
All right. Fat, get it right.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, Hayden Crozier, how well do you know your teammates?
Right, even an intro.
Yeah, I know. Righto, Haydos, here we go. Name the teammates with their first name being Bailey.
Bailey Smith, Bailey Dale, Bailey Williams.
Oh, he's off to a nice start.
Bang, good. Jimmy boy.
Righto, best of
Who
five.
Who is taller, Marcus Bontempelli or Josh Bruce?
I will go Josh Bruce by a centimetre.
Yep, 4 centimetres. 197 is Joshua. The Bont is 193, if you don't mind.
They're two easy ones, Fat.
Well, do you reckon I'll make them up? What unusual tattoo does Tom Liberatore have on the outer part of his right forearm?
He has a fruit nut bar.
No, not what I've got here. What no. What else? I'll give you another go.
Well, that's the other thing I've got in mind. He's got a lot of stamps. So.
A flying hellfish.
Yes, he does. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so hasn't he got a Simpsons role? Character on himself somewhere too?
Yeah, he's got a few.
There's some weirdness there, and his name's Liberatore, according to Fat. Righto, question four.
What country town is Alex Keith from?
Is he Shepherd?
Where?
Shep.
Yes. Yes. Well done, Shepparton.
He's three from four. This is much better than most players go with their teammates.
And he's in a hurricane.
He's in wind tunnel.
Yeah. Well done. Name two teammates who have won AFL premierships. Maybe two of them.
That have won AFL premierships.
No, that won two. And he's got 1,000 teammates that have won one.
Oh, yeah. Actually, two.
Right. Taylor Drain, Matt Suckley.
Too good.
He's taking the piss out of you, Chris.
I know. I'm going to have a chat to Jill. She wrote those. But well done to you. Hey, also, I want to ask you, because I saw Bulldogs in the Hub, a bit of a video, and players are asked questions, Jim. Bailey Smith spends a lot of time working on his tan. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. 100% spot on. He's bronzed up at the moment, Bailey. Doesn't mind the old rig shots too. So if I had a body like that, I'd probably be doing the same thing.
Crows, you'll head into this meeting. What will happen? The first thing that'll happen, will it be Bevo standing up there and still, or does someone else get you underway? What happens now?
It'll probably just be Bevo giving an overview of the game and then showing some positive clips on guys putting their head over the ball, impacting the contest and stuff like that. Then we'll probably go into some things that we need to improve on.
All right. So is there any vision of the old number nine where he maybe didn't cover off or run hard enough defensively? Is there anything you're worried about going into this meeting?
Oh, well, I kicked two on the full in the start of the third quarter, so I reckon that might come up.
Two?
Yeah, two in a row, too. So that wasn't a great start. But.
Bill. I remember, and Hayden, obviously, I remember at North going into a couple of review meetings, and on the way in, all the players did was speak about what possible vision
could come up from them
from the weekend, and they just fess it up. They'd go, broke a tackle halfway through the second quarter that resulted in a goal.
Jim, I used to hide. I used to hide behind a bloke. You'd sit down the back and you'd hide behind a bloke because Blighty especially, he'd look around, he'd try and find you. And if you could just get behind one of the ruckmen, Darren Flanagan or someone like that, you'd get away with it, actually. Is that right?
Hey, good luck, mate. Just get a nice sniff about the Western Bulldogs, Fat. They get it. They could cause some real damage when they head into this final series. They got a nice head of steam. So good luck, Hayden. We can't wait to watch it.
No worries. Thanks for having me, boys.
Good on you, mate.